Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's alive. And I know it. Hallelujah. We just thank God for that on today, that we know that he's alive. I can truly say I know that he's alive. He lives in me every day. I just thank him. I thank him. Not just one day a year, every year, you know, resurrection special Sunday. Oh, but he's alive inside. He lives inside of my life every day. Oh, and I know it. I know it was nobody but him that saved me. Nobody but him that delivered me. Nobody but him that's keeping me. He's alive, and I know it. He got up out of the grave. Oh, yes, and I know it because he lives inside of me on today. And I thank him. Do you know he's alive? Oh, yes, he's alive. Well, we here at the Ready Church. I would like to say happy Resurrection Sunday to you. Oh, yes, this is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad today. You know, I thank him because I didn't deserve it, but he died for me because he loved me. Oh, yes, I just thank God that he loved me. Oh, he loves you on today. He loved you enough to come back, and he loved you enough that God sent his only begotten son for you and I to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. Oh, yes, to restore us back. We thank God on today, and I know it. He's alive, and I know it on today. I mean, how many know anybody that would give up their only begotten son for you? Who? Do you know anybody to give up their only begotten son, their only son for you today? Oh, my God. I don't know anyone that would give up their son for you, but Jesus, he came. He lived on this earth, and he walked among men, and he healed, and he saved and set free people, you know, that was bound and yoked up and tied up and that was just, you know, didn't know which way to go. He came set you free today. Oh, yes, he's alive. And I know it, Jesus. Oh, yes, I know it. And I know now today is so much going on, so much confusion and chaos. Oh, my God, you look around and you wonder, do they know it? Jesus, oh, Lord have mercy. He died and he rose again. He got up out of the grave. He's no longer in the grave, y'all. His spirit is still here today. He sent the comforter. He said, if I go not away, the comforter would not come. He sent the comforter to lead us and guide us in a day and time like this. Oh, yes. You know, it's not enough to just get saved. You need the comforter. You need the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. Oh, yes. I know they're saying there are many ways to God now. Oh, my God. But, you know, we have a resurrection Sunday, but you're saying there are many ways, and Jesus is the only way. And Jesus is the only one that gave his life for us. So how is there going to be many ways to God? Now, somebody's confused. Somebody's sick. Somebody's double-minded if you say there are many ways, but today we're celebrating Jesus' resurrection. He got up out of the grave, didn't know other men, Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, none of those. But Jesus, oh, yes, he got up out of the grave. Oh, yes, got out of the grave. And Jesus came to restore us back. Let's go to Matthew right quick. Go to Matthew. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today for another Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, oh God, for the listener on today. We pray that you will minister to our hearts on today. Oh, God, save, set free, and deliver before time is too late. We see the signs of judgment on today, but we know that you're soon to come, oh God. We pray that you'll stir our lives, oh God. Touch our hearts, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Speak through my lips of clay. Speak through my mind on today. Minister in a special way. Set them free from the captive that the enemy has hold on their lives on today. In Jesus' name, the devil's defeated on today. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. He said, if I send not the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. We thank him on today. Oh, yes, I know he's alive, and I know it. I know it on today. We're going to Matthew right quick. You know, we got to always stick with the word of God. You know, that's the only thing that's going to save us, the only thing going to keep us in these last and evil days. Matthew chapter 1 and 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Who is it that was sent? Jesus. Who is it that died and rose again for us? Jesus got up out of the grave. Oh, yes, he did. Got up out of the grave. Oh, I thank God he got up out of the grave for me. He got out of the grave for you today. We didn't even deserve it. You know, he came for you and I to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell from Eden, from the tree of death. Let's go to Genesis. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's go to Genesis right quick. We're trying to build a foundation right quick. Let me see. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17 says, now, we found out a while ago when we read the word of God that Jesus came to save us from our sins, nobody else. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl. Your famous preacher, your favorite preacher, your favorite apostle, your favorite, you know, preacher, your favorite nothing. Jesus. His name is Jesus from Nazareth. Oh, my God. I get excited. Okay. It says here in Genesis chapter 2. And verse 17, it said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that ye eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's where death came in. Because they disobeyed God. And people are disobeying God today. But the only one that can restore you back where Adam and Eve fell was by eating. From the tree that God told them not to eat, from the tree in the midst of the garden. It was going to bring death. That tree brought death. But Jesus came to restore us back. He's the second Adam. He come to restore us back. Where the first Adam fell, Jesus was sent. God's only begotten Son to restore us back, to connect us back. Our Heavenly Father on today. No other name besides the name of Jesus can save you. No other name whereby any man, woman, boy, girl can be saved except the name of Jesus. Oh, power in the name of Jesus. That's why people don't want to hear the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And that same power was used to get him out of the grave. He got up out of the grave. Death couldn't hold him. He got up out of the grave, y'all. For you and I, he came to restore us back where Adam and Eve failed. That was the tree that brought forth death. But today you can have the tree of life. So now one tree brought death and another one brought life. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation 22 and verse 14. Said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Oh, don't you want to go to the city? Oh, yes, where the streets are paved with gold. Only way you can get to the city is by Jesus. He's the door. He's the gateway. No other way. Not many ways to him. He's alive. And I know it. I want you to know that he's alive today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He came. He died. And he rose again for you and I, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Where there was a tree of death, Jesus brought the tree of life. His blood that he shed at Calvary for you and I to wash away our sins. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. No other man's blood. Nobody's blood like the blood of Jesus. Oh, don't we know that? Because when you call that name, everything around you changed because they know it's something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for power in that name today. Well, we're coming from Matthew 28. I won't be before you long. As I say, I'm not a preacher, but I love the Lord. I love his word. His word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path in this dark and dying and evil and wicked world. The word of God will keep you straight. He sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to lead you and guide you throughout this journey. Life is a journey. Oh, yes. The word of God says here, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Now, this was two Marys. One was Mary Magdalene. The other one was Mary. It said, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Didn't just say an earthquake. It said there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came down, descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door. Now this angel, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning. Visualize this. His countenance was like lightning, and his arraignment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake. There were guards at the gate, you know, where they had laid Christ. There was guards there, and they were shaking. Can you imagine, you know, seeing an angel standing there? They said they were shaking and became as dead men. It scared them so bad till they passed out
Something about the name Jesus, I'm going to tell you.
And the angels answered and said unto the woman, fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek of Jesus. And look, I know y'all came down here looking for Jesus. He said, so don't be afraid. He said, which was crucified. It says, he is not here. The angels told him, look, he's not here, for he is risen. He done got up, as he said. Look, he had already told them that the death couldn't hold him down, that the grave won't going to hold him. He said, after 3 days, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to get up out of the grave for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you know it about it. You know any other man, Muhammad, Confucius, Islam, any of those. You know any? Oh, I don't know any. It says, he says, and he is not here, for he has risen, as he has said. You can stand on God's word. You can, oh, yeah, you can count on his word. When he says something, you can believe it. Oh, yes. He said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. He said, come on, I want to show you something. That he ain't there. Come on, I'm going to show you. It's empty. Oh, yes. The grave is empty. But he can feel your heart. Oh, yes, he can feel your heart today. Power in Jesus. Power in the name. He got up out of the grave for you and I. He shed his blood for you and I. Said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Choose Christ today. Let him in. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He got up out of the grave and he's knocking at your heart today. He wants you to receive him today so that you can have a right to the tree of life. Oh, yes. You can have a right. You can have an inheritance. The tree of life, eternal life. No more separation from Christ. That's what the blood does. It will never lose its power on today. It said, he said, look, come on, I'm going to show you, you know, where they laid him, but he's no longer there. And go quickly. Come on, so hurry up and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. Just like he's saying, he can go. Look, now I done showed you and I done told you. Now you run and tell the rest of them. And I'm doing that today. I'm running trying to tell you today, get right, get right, get right. Jesus is soon to come. He loves you. He sent his only, God sent his only begotten son for you and I. That we can live with him out throughout eternity. When you accept Christ in your heart today, your little heart today, he's a big God. He wants to live inside of your little heart today. Why don't you let him in? Oh, let him in. He's not going to force his way in. He's not going to push his way in. He's not going to sneak his way in. You know, like the Bible said, these false prophets and false teachers, that they crept in. Oh, no, he ain't going to creep in your heart. He wants you to let him in. These false prophets and false teachers, they crept into the house of God. And look at the house of God today. Oh, my God, they don't even look like the house of God. Judgment is in the house of God. Ichabod is on the door. The Spirit of the Lord has departed. So much mess going on in God's house. Oh, my God. They don't act like Jesus is alive. You've forsaken him. You turned away. You betrayed him just like Judah betrayed him. But Jesus already knew he was going to betray him. He said, run on. Go on and do what you got to do. He already knew the Judah kiss. And a lot of people kissing today. But you better watch who's kissing you. Because everybody kissing you ain't loving you. Oh, my God. Some of y'all sleeping with the enemy, as a matter of fact. Watch. Pray. Stay alert. You know not the day in which the Lord shall come. He said, look, I'm going away. And he got up out of the grave, but he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you.
But I'm coming back again. He's still coming, y'all. We must keep oil in our lamp, the word of God, the praises on your lips, the praises of thanksgiving, thanking him for what he's done, the many things he brought you through, the toils and the snares, the traps that the enemy wanted to take you out. But God's grace and mercy kept you, held back the hands of death. Oh, my God, what a mighty God we serve. Call on the name of Jesus and you shall be saved on today. Oh, I get so excited. He said, look, go quickly and tell the disciples. Go tell somebody. Oh, Jesus is coming. Go tell somebody. Oh, he's coming. I know people they're living like he's not coming back. You know, one time, you know, you was on fire for God, and now you're just doing in and everything in God's house. Oh, my God, you look around. I mean, people are singing and preaching with their breath out and your hip out and your legs out and everything out. Oh, my God, in God's house. Oh, my God, they're doing in and everything in God's house. This is another Jesus. It's not the Jesus of Nazareth. It's not the Jesus that got up out of the grave. No, this is another Jesus, the one that he told us to watch out that was coming, another Jesus, and it wasn't going to be the Jesus of Nazareth that would save your soul, heal your body, and make you whole. This is another Jesus, a fake Jesus, a false Jesus, false prophets, false teachers, false leaders, deceiving. The spirit of deception is all over the land, but the Jesus of Nazareth got up out of the grave. He wants to live inside of you today. Won't you let him in? Won't you turn away from your sin? Ain't nobody talking about turning away from sin. That's what Jesus came for. He died for your sins so that you could be born again. But these churches today and in and everything going on in there, looking in and every kind of way, saying and everything, I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God, polluted. The houses of God, so polluted today. So much filthiness in God's house. Judgment has begun. He said judgment must begin in the house of God. It has begun. Oh, my God. But the Jesus of Nazareth, that's the one we're talking about today. That got up out of the grave. Death couldn't hold him. Oh, my God. It said, and they departed quickly. Let me see, am I going too fast? Hold up. And go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Look, that's where he's going to be. He's going to show up. He's going to show up. That's what you said. It said, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly. They got up real quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. They was excited because they knew he was no longer there. They went where he was laid and he was no longer there. And they know it was no man that could move those stones that was in front of the sepulchre. Oh, my God. The stone. Only the angel of the Lord could roll the stone away. And did run to bring his disciples word. Oh, they were so excited. They were running and telling. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere that Jesus Christ he rose up. He got up. He got up. Run tell somebody. Then it said, and as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them. Met them there. Oh, my God. Saying, all hell. And they came and held him by the feet. They was holding on to Jesus' feet. They were so excited to see him. And they worship him. Who are these people worshiping today? Worshiping in the house of God. They worshiping each other. You know, oh, the great Jace, the great Noah, the great. I mean, everybody's great but God. Oh, my God. Oh, we need to get back to the word of God. We need to get back to your first love. You're loving everything but God. You're serving everything but Jesus today. You're serving yourself. Oh, today we know that people, you know, they talk about Easter Sunday. You know, you never known a rabbit to lay an egg? Chicken lay eggs. But, oh, my God, all, it's just crazy. It's just crazy, the stuff that you see today. I mean, you know, saying Easter egg hunts and, you know, and I mean, what they got to do with Jesus? I mean, everybody come to church sometime. I mean, some people don't come but once a year. They come on Resurrection Sunday, but they call it Easter. Rabbits and, you know, baskets and, you know, candy and all that. No. It's not about all that. It's not about that. It's not about your fancy hat and your fancy shoes and your clothes and everybody gather up your little, you know, fix up your little children and put their little hats on their head and only put the little boys on these suits once a year and say, that's representing Jesus Christ. You know, getting up out of the grave. No. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. He said, that's where I'm going to be at. He said, now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came unto the city, some of the people, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled, when they gathered together with the elders and had taken counsel, and they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he sleep. And somebody, that the soldiers came and stole Jesus while he was asleep. Lord have mercy. And it said, and if this comes to the governor's ears, we will pursue him and secure you. So they took the money and did. Look, money is always involved. People, oh my God, everything is about money. I mean, people sell you out for money, sell their mama, sister, brother, don't care. You know, money, the money God. That's all you see, and that's what's happening in the house of God today. People no longer preaching the word of God because of money and mammon. They gave up Jesus. They betrayed Jesus, just like Judah. They betraying Jesus for money. You know, singers, and, you know, they got a gift. You got a gift to sing and a gift to preach. Oh, he can really preach. Oh, she can really sing. Don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's a gift. Gifts are without repentance. The word of God said gifts are without repentance. God will give you a gift to sing. You may sing, but the anointing is what destroys the yokes in people's lives. The anointing is the only thing that sets you free and make you free and keep you free. The anointing is the only thing that will heal your body. The anointing is only one that can save your soul. The anointing destroys the yokes, the strongholds in people's lives. And now today, I mean, because, you know, people done sold out and the enemy done crept in God's house. I mean, so much mess going on in God's house. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get through to somebody to recognize what's taking place today. It's another Jesus. But the Jesus of Nazareth we're talking about in this word, he got up out the grave. And all power is in his hand. It was in his hand then and it's in his hands now. All power is in his hand. It says, so they took the money and did as they were taught. And they said, it's commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples, you see, it was only 11 of them by then, because, see, Judas had already betrayed Jesus. So it only left 11 disciples. And sometimes you be around a lot of people, all these people, my friends, this is a perfect example. Everybody around you ain't loving you. Everybody around you, you know, really don't care about you or care for you. Watch, pray, stay alert. You never know that the day of when the Lord's gonna come. You need to be ready. Get ready, stay ready, and be ready. Jesus is coming. I hope y'all understanding this today. It said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them, where he had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And that's the same way it is today, where a lot of people was believing God. They doubt his word. They doubt everything. You know, oh, we got to do it that way no more. You know, it's a new thing. God doing a new thing. It's so new, it ain't in the word of God. And it's not Jesus. He said he'll come preaching another Jesus. It's another gospel. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not the gospel that will save your soul. It's not the gospel that will deliver you. It's not that gospel. It's another one. You know, people saying the word of God said they'll be saying to Jesus, look, I preached in your name, I healed in your name. There's a lot of that going on. But he gonna say, depart. Say, I never knew you. It was yourself. It was self. Self on the throne. Self being glorified. Oh, no. I want you to know, Jesus loved you today. He came to restore you back. He's the only one that can redeem us from our sin. Jesus. No other way. Not many ways to God now. It's not many ways. Don't listen to that. That's New Age. It's a spirit of deception. The Bible says in Matthew 24:4, it said, many shall be deceived in this last hour. We see many are being deceived today. Not a few. Many people have turned their back. Many people have walked away. Many people are doing in and everything. I mean, the things you said God delivered you from, you are now back into it. You're back cussing. You're back fussing. You're back, you know, doing in and everything that you said God set you free from. If he set you free from it, it's not for you to go back to it. He set you free. He whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, my God. And, you know, people talking about break every chain. That's what they're doing. They're breaking every chain. Breaking every you know, rule. You got rules everywhere. You got rules in school, rules in the store, rules in everywhere. But you don't want rules in the house of God. No, we don't want no rules in here. Certain ways, you know, certain things you can't do on your job. You know, do they gonna fire you? Certain things you just can't do. But you want to do whatever you want to do in God's house. Polluting God's house. Making it a den of thieves. I mean, doing in and everything. Selling everything. Doing everything. In God's house. Oh, my God. But the true church, the Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the church is not a building. Oh, no. The church is not a building. Oh, I'm a Baptist. Oh, I'm a Pentecostal. Oh, I'm a Lutheran. Oh, I'm a Presbyterian. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. No. That's not the true church. You must be born again. You must invite Christ in your life. You must repent of your sin. Oh, yes, and be born again. If you want to see Jesus, you got to live right. Righteous living. We can't live in a kind of way and think we're going to make it to heaven. Oh, no. There's a tree of life and there's a tree of death. Oh, yes. We want the tree of life today that represents Jesus Christ. The word of God says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teaching all nations the truth today is another Jesus. It's untruth. It's false. False teaching, false preaching. It's heresy. You know? Oh, my God. Get back to the word of God. Righteous living. You got to live right, y'all. We got to talk right, y'all. We got to be a doer of the word. We got to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. We can't change it now. We can't say God is doing a new thing. We can't say out with the old, in with the new. No, it ain't no new world order. No, no. God is not ordering nothing new. Uh-uh. Man. That's man's doing. God is not doing it. He said a nation that forgets, meaning a people that forgets God, shall be cast into hell. Hell is still real, y'all. Ain't nobody talking about hell. Ain't nobody preaching about hell. Oh, it's a spirit of deception. Deceiving you. He said, many shall be deceived. He said that wide road going to be a lot of people on it. Everything big. Everybody think that's God. It'd be swelling. It could be infection. Your body swells when you got infection in it. Comes big, but that don't mean it's a good thing. It's poison, and these preachers have poisoned the church, have poisoned God's people. The Bible said the pastors have led them astray and away from truth. Read it, Jeremiah 23. Read it. The pastors scattering the sheep, scattering God's people for money. They gave up. They exchanged truth for a lie. They exchanged righteousness for unrighteousness. They exchanged from not having, you know, money and fame and a name. They're selling out. They sold out like Judah. They betrayed Jesus. Oh, my God. New age all around, evolving. Like you were some animal, some ape or something. You know how you look, you know, in school and you know they got the ape, and be a little ape, then next ape, then another ape, until you get a big ape and then turn to a man. Come on. Come on. Get back to truth. Get back to the word of God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Come on. Get rid of all this false stuff and get the real Jesus. Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. His word is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. If you don't know which way to go today, try Jesus. You don't try it everything, try Jesus. Man don't fail you, you know, women don't fail you, whatever you was in love with don't fail you. Try Jesus. He never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you until the end of the world, end of the earth. Try Jesus today. He said, look, go ye therefore. This is what the preacher's supposed to be doing, but they're doing everything in God's house but preaching the gospel, but trying to lead you to the cross. To lead you to Jesus so that you won't be lost. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20 said, teaching them to observe, to watch out, to stay alert, to observe. Stay on the lookout, observing, watching, having anything. It's observing all things. That's why I'm always telling people, watch everything and everybody. The Bible is just saying it, right? Observe all things. Everything that's being said to you, everything people telling you to do. If it don't line up with the word of God, stay away from it. It's poison. It's a spirit of deception. Satan don't love you. He hates you. He come to kill, steal, and destroy you, your life. Devil don't love you. John 10:10 say the devil comes to kill, steal, destroy you. And that's what's going on in this world today. Without Jesus, there's no peace. Without Jesus, he's the only way. He is the way. He is the truth. And he's life. Receive him today. He said, teaching them to observe all things. Please observe everything. Read your word. Do like the Berean Christian. You know, just don't let anything and everything, you know, go in your ears and your eyes. You know, and you just accept it. But observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. He said, lo, I'll be with you always. Always. Your mother, father, you know, may forsake you, you know, may leave, but you can always count on Jesus. He will always be there. He paid for you and I. He paid the price for your life. He paid the price. His price was blood. His blood, Jesus' blood. Like I said, I don't know no man on the face of the earth that shed that blood for you and I. No man, no woman, no boy. No girl. Today I want you to just shake yourself, awaken yourself out of your slumber, out of your sleep, and say, Lord, search me. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Lord, if you find anything shouldn't be, take it out, dear Lord. Strengthen me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Happy Resurrection Day to you all. God bless you from the Ready Church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. For this is the day you have made, and in it we shall continue to rejoice. We thank you for your word on today. Minister to us all in a special way. Don't let us rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus, until we say, what must we do to be saved before time is too late? Lord, men and women, boys and girls, to the foot of the cross. The world is ever changing, oh God, but you're still the same. Your word is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, the Ready Church. God bless you. Love you.